Randolph Air Force Base, which is best known as the West Point of the Air, came to existence after 4 years of designing and planning in June of 1930. It serves primarily as a base for training pilots, known as airmen. The base was named after William Randolph, a Texas native and graduate of Texas A&M University. He made numerous contributions to the progress of aviation. Captain Randolph initially served on the committee that was in charge of selecting the name for the base. However, his AT-4 aircraft crashed upon takeoff in 1928. The base was named in his memory. The icon of the base is a large water tower located atop Building 100, which is known throughout the Air Force as the Taj Mahal. When passing the base, you may see various aircraft flying by and rows of jets situated along two runways. Air Force aviators are trained to fly a wide range of aircraft, varying from helicopters to aerial tankers. Try and imagine yourself on board of one of the fighter planes or helicopters soaring above the city of San Antonio. Apart from serving as transportation, the aircraft represent the Air Force's dedication to protecting the nation by keeping watch from above. It is for this reason that the Air Force's motto is, Above All. Randolph Air Force Base is also known as the showplace of the Air Force, so naturally, tours are given for visitors who schedule in advance. In August of 2001, the National Park Service designated a section of the base as a National Historic Landmark. The Historic District is located in the center of the Air Force Base and consists of 397 buildings and structures. Because of this honor, Randolph Air Force Base will continue to be preserved historically for many years to come.